welcome to another edition of Your Hometown. Today, we head west to the Garden Village, Villa Park. We'll explore the people, places, and hidden gems that make Villa Park special. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, by Captain Demo's Big Truffle Hot Sauce, and by the Captain's Room. Here's John Williams.
And Mary Vanderbilt. Mary, you want to do this interview or shall I?
Go ahead. You're the pro.
Well, this is your neighborhood, and you're a pro, too. We're going to talk to Kathy Smith now, the owner and general manager of Smith & Son Realtors. And Kathy, I understand you're a lifelong Villa Parker as well. Is that right?
That is right. Born and raised here, went through the school system, and have lived here pretty much all my life.
I think I got the name of the business wrong, too. I made you the general manager of Smith & Son Realtors.
You're close. I'm the managing broker.
Of GM Smith & Son Realtors. So
correct.
Your family's been in that business for a long time then, huh?
We have. Yes, we have. My family has. We were the first real estate office open in Villa Park, and that was in 1920 by my great-grandfather and my grandfather, both named George, which is where the GM Smith & Son comes from.
Yeah.
And at that time, the population was 600.
I was just going to say, I'll bet you all have seen that neighborhood change. What is Villa Park like now?
Well, Villa Park is, you know, we are, hi, Mary, it's really nice to have you on the line with us. I enjoyed the video that you put up yesterday or the day before.
That thanks. And thanks for being in it.
Of course. It's my pleasure. I appreciate it. So Villa Park is, you know, still a small community. We're about half the size of the neighboring Elmhurst and Lombard. Very close-knit community. And, you know, the small-town feeling and neighbors that look out for each other. So it's like you said in the video, it's a great, great place to raise a family and just a wonderful place to live.
So where, how long have you been out there, Mary?
My whole life, just like Kathy, pretty much. I mean, I moved away a few years for radio stations, but otherwise, you know, we've been there our whole life. And Kathy, I wanted you know, Kathy's office is right near the Ovaltine factory, which
right in front of it.
Right. Yep. Yes. Right there. And Ovaltine was a big deal in Villa Park, you know, years and years ago. And it closed down in what year was that? 88, Kath?
It was somewhere around that time. Yeah, I don't remember the exact year. But yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, I went to St. Alexander. My two older brothers and I all went to St. Alexander School.
Me too.
And I know. I used to walk after school. I would walk down to the office. You know, the smell of Ovaltine was in the air. And I would sit at my dad at the desk, the big double desk that we've had that all four generations have sat at. And we literally, I still have this. We would play checkers. We'd play checkers at the desk in the office, and then we'd go home together. Not every day, but oftentimes I would do that after school.
Well, if Ovaltine was a big deal there, is it kind of a commuter community now? Do people jump on 290 and come into the city? What's the population?
It's so centrally located. The population, I think, is over 21,700 something was the last thing I saw online the last time I looked. So it's, you know, we're still small. I mean, we're a small community, but for a small community, we have so much to offer. Some of the things, obviously, you've already talked about, but we have so many wonderful small businesses, and they're, you know, the village does so many things every year for, I mean, there's something, always something to do, all these great family experiences that go pretty much all through the year. Even at Christmas time, we have a big Christmas thing. It's called Joyful Traditions. And, you know, on Villa Avenue where, you know, where my office is, and also the other two people I heard you talking to earlier too, from the Captain's Room and from Villa Park, we do a trick or treat thing. We've been doing it for many years and it has become a really big deal. There's so many people that come and it is so much fun up and down Villa Avenue, around Villa Avenue. It's a great thing for the village, for the village residents.
What are some other hallmarks of the town? I mean, some of these events, you mentioned the Ovaltine place. When people think Villa Park, what do they think? Boom.
You know, I just think they think of the community. They think of it as, you know, we do have a lot to offer. There's so many things to do here. You know, so many new businesses. There's restaurants. There's you know, a lot of nightlife, a lot of if you want to go out and party, there's plenty of places to do that. We put on a really good 4th of July parade.
Kath, tell them about the concerts, the free concerts.
You know, that is something I love that, and I do go to them. We sponsor those every year. There is two different places in Villa Park where we do that, and it kind of goes 1 month is in one location. It kind of goes back and forth, so they're not competing against each other. But the Village and the Villa Park Rec Center put it on, I can't remember the months that they go, but that's at Cortese Park. That is out in front of, it's right down the street from my office. I can actually see the flags flying right now, right in front of where the old post office was. And that is through the month, I want to say that's June maybe. And then after that, it goes, the Kiwanis Club puts on over at the gazebo by the Prairie Path where you did your video. They're the next ones that take off, and they do it there for, I think, the next month, and then it goes back to Cortese after that.
Yeah.
So it's June, July, and August, I think.
We'll have to direct people to that video, Mary. That's at WGNradio.com, right?
Yes. Yes, it just went full blast today on Facebook and the website.
Kathy Smith.
Yeah, it's good.
Kathy Smith is the owner of GM Smith & Son Realtors, GMSmithRealtors.com. We're out of time, but go to WGNradio.com. You can find out more. What a great ambassador you are for your town there, Kathy.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It was nice.